This is Ian Newton-Plessett in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after the disappointing 2-1 defeat to Redhill at home at the first game back at the Spectrum. Very disappointing result, and I felt a bit of a disappointing performance. First half an hour we were on it, but after they scored, I felt that we just didn't really have much of a spark after that. And it wasn't until really like injury time when we got the penalty goal that we kind of really asserted ourselves to get back in the game.
Yeah, I think for the first probably half hour, 35 minutes, we looked like we was on top of the game. Looked like we was going to come away with a good performance. Looked all there for us. Had a couple of chances. Thought Sonny done well. You know, we had a lot going for us. And then, unfortunately, one goal kills us. And then the attitude sort of goes with that. You start seeing, you know, the attitude of players drop. Yes. It's a shame. And then, as you say, for the last 10 minutes probably of the whole game, we're 2-0 down and we look like we want to spark into life. Unfortunately, it's been the story of some of the games this year and it needs to change. It was a better performance than what we had Monday, I will say that. I think, you know, Gaff's made that quite clear as well. It was a better performance. But defensively, again, we have to get this right and we have to get it right quick. I think I worked out we've conceded 15 goals in 5 games. That's not good enough for where we want to be and certainly for what we expect.
Well, scoring goals, I know it was a penalty at the end and we didn't really look like scoring for 90 minutes, but we did score. But as you say, it's the amount of goals that we're conceding and that's probably the most concerning.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to just get on to defenders because I don't think it's not just them. You know, we have our chances. If we bury some of the early chances, it's a completely different game, right? And it's them that are then on the back foot. But we're not putting away chances, but at the same time, we're leaving ourselves so susceptible to concede, and that's got to change.
On Wednesday, only a few days away, we're back here at the Spectrum against St Common Rovers, who we played twice already with our FA Cup. We lost in the FA Cup, but also really important that we get some points back here at the Spectrum.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tasty game again, right? You saw over the 2 FA Cup games, they come to fight. And we know what they're going to come with, and we know how they play football. We've played them over 180 minutes of football. Know that what the challenge will be. We know what they're going to do. We know how they will want to do their thing. But ultimately, it's on us because they'll go into that with confidence. They've played us twice and they beat us in one and got a late draw in the first game. So they'll be well up for it, but we have to be right. And it's, you know, we can't just worry about what they've got to do. We need them to worry about us as well. There'll be more changes, we know that. We've come away today again with 3 or 4 injuries, which is nothing but frustrating. It seems like we can't get a nice run of everyone fit. We're picking up niggles and knocks here, there and everywhere, which kills you. Obviously forces you to make changes. But we go again Wednesday, dust the shackles off again, and hopefully... come away with nothing but minimum a draw. Minimum. We need points. And I'm quite an advocate for win at home, get points away. But right now, we just need to pick up points and start getting some sort of momentum so we can start picking up more 3 points and working hard.
Thanks for your thoughts. Thanks for coming out.
Cheers, mate.